someone asked me last week. They said that their child was born with an extra toe, and needed to get surgery to remove the extra toe. So they had a shaila. What do they do with the extra toe after the surgery? Do they have a chiv of kvura? So this comes up more often than you would think, not because so many people are born with extra limbs, but unfortunately people suffer from illnesses where they sometimes require amputation. So the question is, do you have a requirement to bury the limb? So it's really three questions. First of all, what's the halacha in terms of is there a chiyuv of kvura? Second of all, what's the minug in terms of whether there's a minug of kvura? And third is, if there is a minug, is there a minug as far as where to do the kvura? So as far as the mitzvah of kvura is concerned, it's not an explicit Gemara anywhere, nor is it even an explicit halacha in Shulchan Aruch. There is a lot in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch about an Eiver Shalim, but that's as far as Tumas Kohanim is concerned. That is Metameh a Kohen, that a Kohen is not allowed to be Metameh to an Eiver Minachai. But there's nothing explicit about whether there's a Chi of Kvura. However, the Pischei Chuvin, Yardesim, Shin Samech Beis, Sefal of Kotzah, Chuvah Shvus Yaakov, Chelik Beis, and Kofal of Shvus Yaakov was the first one to talk about this. He was asked about an amputated leg, whether an amputated leg requires Kvura, and he has two rayas that maybe would suggest that they do require Kvura. First of all, there's Gemara in Ksubas and Daf Chaf, where the Gemara tells us that in certain places there was a practice that people would, that you have to be careful about Tumah, because people would be Kovum Sham Niflehem and Muke Shchin Zro Osehem, that people used to suffer, they were Muke Shchin, they would lose limbs, and that's where they would bury their limbs in that place. So the implication is that was the common practice, to bury limbs in that place. And there's also a Medrash in Bereshis Rabbah in Chayisara that discusses Yiftach. The pasuk says by Yiftach that he was buried ba'arei Gilad. What does he mean? He was buried ba'arei in Ir Gilad. What's arei Gilad? So the Medrash says that he kept on losing limbs, and he suffered Yisurin because he made that unwise deal that the first thing that comes out of his house he's going to sacrifice, and it turned out to be his daughter. So whatever happened to his daughter, that's a whole discussion in its own right. But what happened to him, says the Medrash, is that he kept on losing limbs, and so there were pieces of him buried all over the place, all over Arei Gilad. The implication is, though, that they had to be buried. But then the Shvus Yaakov says, no, there's a great raya not to bury, because there's a Sugim Sech Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Vav, that discusses why we bury at all. Is it Mishum Bizyona or Mishum Kapara? Is it because it's a bizayon to leave a mace, a tzelem elokim, unburied, or is it because it provides a kapara for a person when they go through the chibud kever, when they go through the decomposition process in the kever? So the Gemara says nafkamina is whether you listen to a person who says al tekbiruni. Person says it's okay, I'm ochel, you don't have to be cover me. So he can choose to forego his own kapara, but he can't choose to forego the bizayon of the tzelem elokim. So says the Shvus Yaakov, neither of these reasons would apply to an Eiver Menachai. There's no kapara, there's no bizayon, and therefore there's no mitzvah kvura. And that's what he concludes, that there's no mitzvah kvura. In the Tshuvas HaParkasta Da'anya, he says he's not convinced that there's no kapara. What do you mean? Why wouldn't that be a kapara for him if his limb is buried? And Mehechite said it's not a bizayon. Why isn't it a bizayon for him if he has an unburied limb? Isn't that bizyonis also? So discussion in the Achronim whether that's correct or not, but that's what the Shvus Yaakov Paskins. Now the Nadi Yehuda is a tshuva in Madur Tinyana Siman Reish Tes, where he was asked about a guy, a Kohen, had raised the shaila. This Kohen had an amputated leg, and he wanted to keep the leg because he thought it would be good for tzedakah collecting, that it would be ma'orer rachmanus in people. So if he brings it around the leg, and he say, how are you not going to give to a guy who's walking around? So he wanted to know, but he was a Kohen. So the Nadi Yehuda said, there's no shaila over here. You're a Kohen. You're not allowed to be metameh to an Eiver Menachai. So that's not a shaila. And he says, but as far as whether you have to bury it, there's no mitzvah to bury it. You just have to avoid the Tumas Kohanim side of things. And many, many, many Achronim. Everyone wrote a tshuva on this topic, because anyone, certainly in the past several decades, has had to deal with the shaila, because it comes up all the time in hospitals. People suffer from a variety of illnesses that cause this to happen. So every posek and his brother, like literally Rabbi Tzal Stern and Rabbi Meisha Stern, even Rabbi Elchanan wrote a tshuva to his brother. So every posek and his brother wrote a tshuva on this topic, and the ruba of the poskim say that there's no chiyuv of kvura. However, on the other side of the story, if you put all the poskim on one side of the scale, on the other side you have the Yad HaMelech, who happens to be the grandson of the Nadi Yehuda, where he says it's Chiyuv Kvura, and more prominently in our minds, probably Ramesha. Ramesha in Negros Moshe Yardei Chelek Aleph Sim Reish Lamed Aleph, he says he was asked about this, and he knows what the Nadi Yehuda says, but he says, L'anias Daiti Tamua Ma'od, it's very Tamua what the Nadi Yehuda says. De main Tzorech Kvura Mitzad Mitzvah Kvura, Lamed Tzorech Kral Rabbi Yehuda Ben Nazir Daf Mem Gimel, Shelo Yitame Lever Menachai Shel Aviv. The Gemara in Nazir Daf Mem Gimel says that even though a Nazir is allowed to be Metame to Krovim, to Zion Krovim, he's not allowed to be Metame to Aver Menachai of his father. To an Aver Menachai, and how do I know? From a Pasuk. So why do I need a pasuk for that? That you're not allowed to be metame to Aver Menachai if it doesn't even require kavura. Of course, if it doesn't even require kavura, of course you should. It should be obvious that he can't be metame to the Aver Menachai. Kim sheizar kavura ain't shum tzorich litame lo, because you have no reason to be metame. The only reason you'd ever be metame is to bury him. But if there's no chiv of kavura on the Aver, so why would you ever be metame in the first place? So he says, I don't know what the Nodi Yehuda is talking about. You have to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Sarach Kvura, that it requires Kvura. So that's as far as the halacha is concerned. So you have that basic machlokas where the large majority of the achronim seem to assume no need for kvura. Ramesha seems to says explicitly that there is a need for kvura. What about the minhag? So then Chubas van Hagos from Shlombach writes that nagu kama tzadikim lidrosh kvura sevareim shenachtach mechayim etzlam, that a lot of tzadikim who suffered from losing limbs insisted that it be buried with them, and he quotes Meral Diskin and Kuntras Achron Simul Kuf Peches da afsha min din lo ba yikvura mikol makom min haga ika likvare vare ames, that there is such a minag to do the burial. That would, and even the minag would only include things that are an aver. An aver is basar gidin vatsamos. The Gemara Brachos stuff daf hey tells us that Rabbi Yochanan used to walk around with a bone of his 10th son to die, and some of the achronim understand that it must be a tooth, otherwise it would have required kvura. He would not be walking, he would not be able to walk around. He's a Kohen, it would have been metame him. He would not be able to walk around with it, but a tooth he was able to. So there are people, the Chida quotes that some people are knowing to bury teeth as well. So that's as far as the minhag. The minhag seems to be that it should be buried. What about where it should be buried? So the minhag of putting it in your own kever is probably based on some Tchias HaMesim concern. That Rav Menashe Klein writes in the Tshuva in the 16th Chelek of Mishnah Halachos, Simon Kuf Yud Gimel, that based on lots of earlier sources, Radvaz and others, that it seems that the Mesim, even though there will be a refuah to all the Machlos at Tchias HaMesim, but the Tchias HaMesim is going to happen first. I mean, Tchias HaMesim will happen as you were, and then everything is going to change. So in order for the person to have a proper Tchias HaMesim, his whole body needs to be in one place first. So there's going to be a Chibud Kever in terms of the rest of the body moving to where he is, and therefore some have the minhag to dafka bury in their own burial plot. And Rav Shturmach records this in Chuvas HaHagos Chel Galvasim and Tav Tav Ayin Zayin, also such a practice to make sure it goes in their own burial plot. Now, if that's the Svara, though, then in terms of Tchias HaMesim, so I don't know. Does that mean that meaning if you say that it's because that's you want all the pieces to be there for Tchias HaMesim, but you don't, if you understand that the refuah does not happen after the Tchias HaMesim, so then you can say, yeah, I want all the pieces to be there, but not an extra toe, not a sixth toe. I don't want that to be there, because but if you understand that it needs to come back first the way it was, and then it's going to be healed, so then you would need the sixth toe to be there as well. Rav Yavadia, in his Tshuva on the topic in Yabia Omer, tells a story of the Nadi Yehuda appeared to his son in a dream after his death, and he asked him to bury his tooth, which he told the son where he could find it. He kept it on a shelf in his house somewhere, and it was there, and he buried it with him. He tells all sorts of stories like this. So, bottom line, the halacha, what do our poskim say? So, first of all, someone told me they asked Rav David Cohn, and he said that the minhag is to bury it, so you should bury it wherever, but the minhag is to bury it. Someone else told me they asked Rav Willig Shlita, and he said the minhag is to bury it in your own burial plot, if you can. Obviously, for a little child, they don't have a burial plot yet, so you bury it somewhere else. Morenu Rav Shechter Shlita said otherwise. He thought that the Pashtus is not like Rav Meisha, that there's no chi of kavura. Rav Meisha is das yachid. and that the whole thing is just to avoid Tumas Kohanim. That's the whole reason for the whole thing. So whatever the hospital does to dispose of these limbs will probably be enough to avoid Tumas Kohanim. They're not going to leave it exposed for Kohanim to be metami with it. So those are the shitos. Everyone should have a wonderful day.